855, dialing toll free at 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour of the program. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go right to your phone calls. And if we get a chance, we'll tell you about the scary stuff happening in Hardin, Montana. First, it's Mitch in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Mitch.
Hi. I wanted to tell you guys a story about my experience with jury nullification at federal court.
Explain to our listeners what jury nullification is.
Sure. Jury nullification is the idea that a jury can render a verdict based not upon the facts of the case, but rather upon the justice of the law. And because a jury cannot be punished for the reason they render a verdict, this can be done. And no one can say anything about it.
So as a juror, you have the ability to sit on the jury and say, look, I know you caught this guy for dealing marijuana, but I don't think dealing marijuana should be illegal, so not guilty. That's just one example of how jury nullification can help somebody who is a nonviolent person who is completely peaceful out of a real tough spot.
And it's really a duty, not just an option.
That's a good point. In fact, it was very useful to turn over the first prohibition of alcohol as well as letting slaves off in the past.
So what happened was I had gotten called for jury duty, and the case that I was assigned at federal court was a drug case.
Oh, wow.
And,
nice.
Yeah. So during the voir dire process, they had individual interviews, and I was one of the people that they decided to interview. And I had indicated that I thought that drug prohibition was a bad law and that I personally thought it was not something that should be done for whatever reasons I had. And the judge then asked me directly, like, will you judge this solely based upon the facts of the case and the laws I instructed to you? And I told him, no, what about jury nullification? And then he told me, basically, oh, no, that's illegal.
So dismissed.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, I wasn't chosen to be on the case.
Yeah, of course
not. The question I want to ask of you is that at that point, with the judge telling you, oh, this is blankly illegal, what would you guys have done?
Well, I mean, what can you do? He's going to throw you off because he knows that you're not going to convict.
Right.
And the judge is there to uphold the state's authority.
You know, I kind of look at this as it's essentially getting an elected office to some extent. You don't
being a judge?
No.
Or being a juror?
Being a juror.
Gotcha.
It's an office, and basically,
yes, temporary office.
Yeah, and it's basically an appointed office as opposed to an elected office. But if you can imagine being a very liberty-minded candidate and actually getting elected to office, it sounds like a remote possibility, doesn't it?
Mm.
That's very true.
So
would you have not even talked about jury nullification to get yourself on the jury?
I wouldn't have talked about jury nullification any more than I would have worn a cod piece in there.
Yeah, but he answered the questions that essentially put him in the category of somebody they wouldn't have even allowed on, even if he hadn't mentioned jury nullification, because the questions that you'd answered kind of indicated to them that you had some strong opinions about the war on drugs, right?
That's very true. And also, the questions that they had asked the whole general group and asked you to raise your hand for, a lot of the questions that I answered positively to, I guess they kind of figured that I was someone who might have strong opinions. That's why they decided to interview me personally.
Got it. So as far as what you would say in a case like that, where the judge basically just lies to your face and says, so, jury nullification is illegal, you could always ask for his citation on that. You could ask for him to show you where he's getting his information because, well, that's not my understanding. According to the Fully Informed Jury Association, it's completely legal. And in fact, one of the most important functions of this government is it's essentially the fourth branch of government. You've got the executive branch, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and then the jury branch. But you don't get taught that in government high school. And many lawyers aren't even taught about jury nullification. I remember we were in a courtroom at one point, and there was one lawyer that was very intrigued by the whole thing. He had no idea.
Yeah. The funny part about it is, though, when I had been called for county jury, they had played us a video before we were getting selected as jurors, and they talked about jury nullification in that video.
Interesting. Under what context?
Yeah. They talked about why the law existed that you could not be punished for your verdict talking about some, like, important case that happened 100 years ago and the jury was tortured until they gave a guilty verdict, and then saying that this was an important thing of our jury system. And that's what led me to look it up on the Internet after the jury duty, and that's how I found out about Fiji and read all that stuff and prepared for them the next time.
Oh. Wow, that's great. You know, the best thing, the next best thing you can do besides getting on a jury, and it is tough because they have it, the system set up to put the most just docile, obedient, pathetic serfs, the most statist types of people on
the
juries.
Elderly who are hooked into the government handouts.
System. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys really telling me that you can't keep your mouth shut for a couple of
I'm
hours?
I'm telling you that I would not lie.
You have to answer their questions. If you lie, it's perjury.
Yeah, I mean, they swear you in beforehand. They're like, you know, you swear to tell the truth, et cetera. And if I say yes, I'm going to tell the truth. That's
you
just
too.
My personal belief.
If they find out that you're not
telling the truth.
There's
a way to phrase things that make them sound less confrontational.
They have some suggestions for what you're talking about, Mark, on the Fully Informed Jury Association website. Been a while since I've read that particular brochure, but they do have information about how to be sort of tactful with your answers. But
yeah,
I don't recall the tax.
That may be the thing to do before actually getting called to go in for jury duty is
to bone
read
up.
Through that.
How can they perjure me for saying that I believe in the drug war and then I change my mind shortly
later
thereafter?
On. Yeah, you could. Well, I see that. They could go and they could, you know, find out who you are and they could dig
into
you.
I changed my mind before I walked in the door. the big porticlis here of the state, as I passed through it, I felt the power emanating from this building. And I decided to change my libertarian ways and go with the power of the state. And
Mark.
When I answered your questions properly.
Contempt of court, 30 days.
Tell it to the judge, buddy.
Whatever.
Yeah. The answer to how they could do that, Mark, is because they can. Right? They can do what they want.
Yeah, I suppose.
The man in the robe.
Extraordinarily unlikely.
The man in the robe will do what
they're
going to
do is kick you off of the jury if that's what they want to do. That's about it.
Yep. And that's what they did. So in that case, the next best thing
off of the jury. I don't mean keep you from getting on the jury.
What?
If
they found out later down the line.
Fib, or if you aren't clear.
You could be charged with perjury.
I don't think you I think you could be. See, this is the big scary thing, though. It's entirely unlikely that they would.
Maybe that's true. Some people are a little too afraid to test those waters. And I don't blame them for that. They're scary people. So the next best thing you can do is to do some jury outreach to the actual jurors and hope that you can reach them while they are jurors with a message of jury nullification. And that's what we've been doing here in New Hampshire. Here in Keene, we've done it for over a year at this point. In fact, it's coming up again, I think, this Monday. Everybody goes out, not everybody, but a small group of people, because you don't need more than four or six people for this. You go out and, well, I guess it depends on your courthouse. Here in Keene, there's only one entrance, so we can cover both directions that people can approach with four people, and we're solid. More than that is fine, too. But you cover the entrance of the courthouse. You have the Fully Informed Jury Association flyers that you can download or order from FIJA.org, F-I-J-A.org, and you give them out to the jurors. You ask them something like, oh, good morning, man. Would you like some free information on your rights as a juror? Oh, sure. And you kind of hold it out to them as you're asking the question, and the holding it out encourages them to reach their hand out to take it, even if they aren't consciously aware of what exactly they're doing. There's sort of that unspoken encouragement there. And we have tremendous success with this here. Now, of course, we don't know if anybody's actually nullified because we don't sit in on all of the jury trials to spend the time that it would take to ascertain that. But nonetheless, people have been appreciative of it. As we've handed these flyers out, and then we've actually had some people tell us later on who might have gotten called back a second month in a row that they appreciated, explicitly telling us that they appreciated getting that information. So that's a really effective way to completely short-circuit their entire voir dire process where they're trying to keep jury nullifiers out, where you are essentially reaching out to every single juror that they've selected or that they have the potential of selecting and giving them that information. I thank you for the call. Good luck out there. By the way, the folks up in Concord have been threatened by the sheriff for
passing out literature.
Right, for handing out FIJA information. We've been doing it here for a year in Keene, so it looks like they're asking for a whole bunch of activists to show up in Concord next time and do it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. If you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Perhaps you're tired of the oppressive state intruding forever, it seems, into your business and personal life. Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-oriented people were all moving to the same place and getting active to achieve liberty in their lifetime, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project and move to New Hampshire with us. FreeStateProject.org. That's FreeStateProject.org. As we continue here, disturbing story. Pretty, really disturbing, actually. Out of Hardin, Montana, William Norman Grigg. Now, Sam, you explained to me that you really have boned up on this particular story, so I'm going to just share what Will Grigg has to say, and then you can fill in any gaps, because William Norman Grigg is really Johnny on the spot when it comes to police state stories. Over at LouRockwell.com, he's been paying very, very close attention for a long time on the rise of the police state and the militarization of the American police and how just dangerous this is to American liberty. And so he says, if you build it, they will come. And that would appear to be the business plan of an enigmatic California company called American Police Force, or APF, which appears to be effectively taking over the town of Hardin, Montana. The IT in question is a large jail facility outside Hardin, Montana, that was built several years ago, but thus far remains unused. They refers to prisoners to fill said jail, a 114,000-square-foot, 464-bed facility. Now, Mark, you were in prison in Florida for 9 years. How many people were in the prison? You went to a few of them, I guess, right?
1,000.
1,000? So not as big as Florida prisons, but then again, this is Montana, right?
True.
464 beds. Now, the APF, the American Police Force, has yet to become firmly established in Hardin, population 3,400. But the company's representatives are confident that the place, meaning the jail, would start filling up by 2010. At present, the firm is said to be doing market research, an ominous prospect given that it's in the business of detention. And it has even spoken about the possibility of expanding the jail within a few years. Say, that is good news, at least for the people on the APF's payroll. Since last Thursday, when company personnel rolled into town in a convoy of black Mercedes SUVs embossed with seals advertising a non-existent City of Hardin Police Department. Of course, then again, how existent is it compared to other police departments? I mean, they are all just men with guns, right? The company's payroll has increased by at least one and possibly two key local figures. The first to be snapped up was Becky Shea, a former Billings Gazette reporter whose beat included the Hardin jail. Within a day of APF's arrival, she was hired away from the newspaper to serve as a $60,000-a-year spokesperson for the company, which is a pretty hefty salary increase for a local reporter in a small Montana town. So quickly and slickly was this career change made that Shea's editor didn't even know she'd talked with APF about the position. Also in discussions with APF is Carrie Smith, a finalist in Hardin's mayoral race, and the wife of Greg Smith, the executive director of the Two Rivers Authority, or TRA. The TRA is Hardin's economic development agency, which issued $27 million in bonds to build the jail as a public works project. So that's the Two Rivers Authority, obviously tied in with the government, one of those sort of corporation front groups that they create to allow them to do things that the government might not otherwise be authorized to do. And in what must be the most ill-conceived piece of civic boosterism ever to assault my senses, the TRA's webpage, Two Rivers Authority's webpage, presents the Hardin Jail. That's a structure intended to derive people of their freedom now, remember, as a poetic expression of a cherished dream. A YouTube video proudly displays slides of the jail set to the unbearable strains of Russell Watson's wretched ballad, Faith of the Heart, which is the musical accompaniment heard on the TRA's Detention Center webpage. There's nothing quite like an effeminate power ballad to capture the pure aesthetic grace of a detention camp ringed by barbed wire. Apparently, the long road to building that jail didn't end in prosperity. Since the finished jails remained empty, the bonds have gone into default. At one point, Hardin City government indicated it would accept relocated detainees from Gitmo. This prompted a legal battle between the city and the Montana state government. Last March, APF, the American Police Force, was incorporated in California. Last March it was. Shortly thereafter, it began talks with Hardin city officials and the TRA. City officials eventually announced an agreement with the mysterious firm that would bring in $2.6 million for the use of the jail, in addition to an investment of $23 million to build a new training facility for military and police on the very same TRA-owned property. Now, the deal, which was publicly announced, although the specifics were never publicly disclosed, is supposedly a cornucopia of civic benefits. New computers for the schools, a homeless shelter, a fleet of Mercedes patrol cars for the envisioned city police force, donations to the local food pantry, an animal shelter, gold-plated fixtures for the mayor's executive washroom. Okay, I made that last one up, I think, says Greg. TRA Executive Director Greg Smith, whose wife is in discussions for a position with the American Police Force, helped negotiate the deal. Immediately after it was finished, he was put on administrative leave and went to ground. What appears to be happening here, and until relevant details are pried out by the prehensile grip of the people running things we can't know for sure, is nothing less than a corporatist-style military coup, the takeover of a small town in Montana by a politically connected, federally subsidized paramilitary organization. At a press conference a few days ago, Becky Shea grandly announced that the decision is the name of the parent company will not be released. Suspicions were immediately aroused that APF, the American Police Force, is a tentacle of the corporatist mercenary company formerly known as Blackwater, but now doing business under the odd name of Z. However, a press spokeswoman for Z informed Pro Libertat, which is Will Griggs' blog, that we have no connection to that company and have never heard of it prior to recent developments in Montana. Hardin may well be the first of many economically devastated communities to be given a lifeline by the burgeoning military, homeland security, prison industrial complex. Lifelines of that kind can quickly become nooses. So the story there is that this some sort of mysterious company has come into town and decided to take over a jail that the town brilliantly decided to build and failed failed in building.
Now, how big would you guys guess, having read this story, the 400-bed jail, knowing the one here in Keene that for a town of 25,000...
What's that, a couple hundred beds there?
200 beds, yeah, right. 250.
How many acres?
How big is this town? How many people do you think live in Hardin, Montana?
Well, we already gave the numbers, sorry.
Oh, I don't remember it, but I would guess...
2,500, isn't it?
What do you want to guess, Mark?
Well, is it a jail or is it a prison?
It's a detention facility.
It's up for rent for $2 million a year.
They could have invested in it with the hopes of bringing in federal prisoners and all kinds of things like that, or state prisoners. So it may not have been intended as a county jail to house the people from the surrounding area.
But now you've got a corporation that's running a police force in the town of Hardin, and so you can bet they'll be looking to round some homeless people up and fill up the jail here. More coming up. We'll explain a little bit more, because Sam, I know you know more about this. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today. Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need
need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website and get signed up for the updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI.
All right, so we're talking about this story out of Hardin, Montana, a small town of 3,600 people that decided to go ahead and build themselves a 464-bed facility, 114,000 square feet detention facility. They expected that it was going to fill up full of poor souls, and it didn't. It didn't work out for them because, well, governments aren't very good at estimating economic demand and that sort of thing, even though they are kind of in charge of who gets to go into these facilities. So regardless of the reason why it didn't work out, and so they offered it up to a mysterious company that apparently is not bothering to name itself. Some people are suggesting it's Blackwater or one of their divisions or some sort of subsidiary of Blackwater. But they're paying $2.6 million for the use of the jail, and you said that's on a yearly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, now, and also investing $23 million to build a bunch of new stuff, including a training facility for the military and the police and some other giveaways to the local bureaucracies. And according to Will Grigg at LouRockwell.com, he's saying that it looks like what might be happening here is a takeover of a small town in Montana by a politically connected, federally subsidized paramilitary organization. They've formed a company called the American Police Force, and they've been strutting around town in Hardin as though they are the cops.
Yeah, and I heard it when the story broke. I went and listened to the Alex Jones show, figuring he'd be doing a lot of coverage on this. And he had actually hopped on a plane and flew out there and rode around with this reporter lady who's been hired to be the spokesperson for this organization in one of those black Mercedes. They have since been backtracking. There were stickers on the window that were the signs of a Serbian military group who was the lead guy that's heading this up, that showed up in at a city council meeting in a police uniform. It apparently has civil action that he's lost. He owes over $2 million in civil suits that he's not paid. He's been convicted of over, I think it's 8 felonies. And these are the people that they're hiring to run the jails. They talked to people that run the hotels in the town of Hardin. Again, you know, 2,500 people is a small town. And they've said that they've had people coming in there with foreign accents, paying in cash over the last year. They've been conducting training exercises off in the hills out in the back. So this may actually be one of the first FEMA camps that, you know, you hear about. I don't know if it is for real or not, but it's very, very suspicious that you've got this guy who is not an American citizen or is paramilitary. He's working with other mercenaries from other countries. They're paying
him
cash.
Well, it wouldn't matter to me if he was from California. I mean, look, when we talk about the government and how they are just generally awful at everything they do, and of course the justice system is a joke, and it's an embarrassment, and lots of innocent people who have never harmed others, are filling up jail cells. And that's why a lot of new jails are being built, is to make room for new marijuana smokers and other people that have been possessing chemicals and things like that to be locked up in, so the government bureaucracies can collect all kinds of money, and their buddies in the private prison industry can also collect all kinds of money. It's really just a big scam. I mean, the entire system is a scam, and so this might just be another extension of that. I think to jump to the conclusion that it's a FEMA camp is, well, jumping to a conclusion, but what it is pretty scary. Having a private company take over government policing doesn't make me feel any better. If you've got private agents out there enforcing the same bad laws that the government agents are, that just means they'll be doing a better job at enforcing bad laws. But that's my concern here.
But see, here's what's going on in the background, Ian, is you've got people like, what's the soldiers signing up to Oath Keepers?
Mm-hmm.
You've got folks like Oath Keepers. They're in there saying, you know, we're not going to enforce unconstitutional laws, and they're starting to stand up to their authorities. You've got police who are doing the same thing. And I think the government, if they're going to try and implement some kind of martial law, that, you know, they've come to the understanding that it's probably the police force. They may get some resistance out of the local police force because people are starting to wake up. They're trying to force this vaccination on healthcare workers, and they're saying no. They're threatening them. Well, if you don't take the vaccination, we're going to fire you. Right. So their plan to sort of, you know, force the flu on everybody, force all of these rules. You've got the census workers going out and getting GPS locations of people's front doors. I mean, this is all pretty scary stuff. And this may be the federal government's answer to, okay, how do we enforce martial law? How do we get people in here that will do whatever it takes, even if it means shooting American citizens?
I think you're right.
To make this happen.
I think your observations are astute there, because, and I'm glad you brought that up, that never even crossed my mind, the idea that the people that are becoming police officers and military members, sure, there's some sadists, there's some sickos that are joining those organizations, no doubt about it. The power attracts those people. But you're right, they are swearing an oath to the Constitution and to, you know, supposedly do the right thing. But if you were to form a private company, in this case the American Police Force, as they're calling it, you form this private company, you don't need an oath. You're hired on by the government to perform the task of running the prison or being the police for Hardin,
Montana. Not even by the government, by the subcontractor who's got a no-bid contract with the government that, you know, has been There's video of these people driving around in Iraq just shooting out the back of
an SUV. I've seen that. It's awful.
It is sick. I hadn't guessed this particular aspect of it. I hadn't considered that.
But they haven't sworn that oath. You know? So there's no oath to keep there beyond just their employment contract.
And they don't know these people in Montana. If somebody's shooting at them, they're not going to think for a second that, wait a minute, should I shoot on these American citizens that I'm telling to stay in their homes and don't leave or whatever it is that they end up doing.
You know, there's been concern in kind of the conspiracy theory crowd, and to their credit, they've been pretty accurate on the whole police state, their predictions about the police state, as far as their explanations for what happened in the past of certain events. I'll write all that off. It doesn't matter to me. This matters to me because it's happening right now, and it's something that we're dealing with now. But one of the things that they've said about the foreign troops, right? There's always been these kind of scare stories about foreign troops are coming here to the UN. They're going to, you know, use these foreign troops because they're not Americans, so they don't care. And I don't know if there are really foreign troops in the United States, but it sounds to me like from the observations you were talking about that there are foreign gentlemen that are coming in to work for these private security companies,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have those connections. They don't have a family in the area. They don't care. You know, they're there to get that paycheck.
If they are hired on by a private company, do they not have sovereign immunity then?
Sure they do. They in Iraq, it was, you know, they were trying to figure out, well, are these guys under Iraqi law or are they under military law? And the government came back and said, well, neither, because they're private contractors.
What cops are going to go arrest them? I mean, you've got a private company that's been hired by the government to call themselves American Police Force to go around arresting people and filling up a prison. What sheriff is going to come in there and start arresting the American police force?
Well, it could be the sheriff of that county. You never know.
Well, they've got machine guns.
Really?
They're driving Mercedes. They probably have black helicopters. You know, the whole works here.
The sheriff can call the governor and get the Montana National Guard in there.
You think?
They could.
Do you think they're going to do that?
I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea. I wouldn't trust any elected official to do anything ever.
Yeah.
You go against the AFP and you'll get your funding pulled. How about that? You want that, sheriff? You want us to pull your funding?
How can you pull the funding of the sheriff? From whom?
These sheriffs are getting money from the federal government all over the place. Okay. They're getting all kinds of anti-terrorism money and drug war money. I mean, the money just right here in our very own Keene, they just approved a federal grant for new police officers.
Yep.
So if it weren't for the federal government, then there wouldn't be two new cops on the squad around here.
What about if somebody stands up to the police and then gets a trial out of the deal? Then it has to be in front of a jury as to whether or not they've done anything wrong. I mean,
you know how good they are at getting this stuff kicked out for whatever reason they can come up with.
You could smoke one of these people, you'd probably get a trial.
1-800-259-9231, a trial in their courts.
It's true.
You can bring up what you want, your thoughts on this, or anything you want. It is Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
ecigarettesnational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. They include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, all free, and a webcam at listen.freetalklive.com. Oh, and the brand new Free Talk Live listen lines. The numbers for that will allow you to contact or to tune into Free Talk Live over any cell phone or landline phone, any phone that can dial long distance. That number is there for you at listen.freetalklive.com as well.
Do you hate making those extra trips to carry in the grocery bags? For the last for the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totesack. They're a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It is designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to totesack.com, that's TOTASAK.com, and buy a family pack today. Totesack. They carry more than you can, a lot more.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls and start with Jeremy in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy.
Hey.
Jeremy, you're on
the air.
Hey, Ian. Hey, what's on your mind?
Sam. Okay, I wanted to touch upon the mesh networks you guys were talking about the other night.
Yes, sir.
The mesh networks could be useful even now, even with just within a city, if the government decides to cut off the internet, because then you have a whole citywide intranet to allow free flow of information.
Yeah, you're talking about this Wi-Fi network that's sort of above and separate from, but also connected to the actual internet, and it's an interesting idea. I fully support it.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention, I had a conversation with a socialist. He had some club at a university, but apparently they don't meet because there's not enough members. But she couldn't get over the difference between corporatism and capitalism. Her argument was that capitalism will inevitably lead every single time to corporations and government in debt. So instead of attacking the illness, the solution is that the workers will just own the means of production.
It sounds nice. Now, how did you address that with her?
I asked her how the owners would end up. Basically, what you got, the argument you guys had with another caller, which is, you know, I own a bike shop. How are you going to, you know, make the workers own it?
Yeah,
she didn't really address that. And basically, the argument was, well, we just don't see eye to eye.
Yeah, and I
whenever
think a
I
lot
try
of,
to use logic.
I think a lot of people see the corporations that are out there today, some of the as large as they have grown and as much control and influence they hold over people's lives, the way they control the media and so forth, and they think, you know, capitalism is bad, period. And I think the way I try and address it is by pointing out that, look, do you understand that a corporation is a file folder that the government is giving rights to in order to shield the owners from their actions, from any kind of consequences
Great
of their
point.
Actions?
Yeah, well, and her argument for why socialism didn't work with the Soviet Union is that, well, the whole world wasn't socialist. So apparently for socialism to work, we need to plunge the whole world into a dark age.
Wow.
And then realize it doesn't work. And hey, I want you guys to enjoy the camps when they send you there.
What? The camps.
They're designing specifically for you guys and the STL listeners. So if you're listening to this, turn this off because the government knows you're listening.
Very possible the government listens. George Bush has called into the show, so we know they listen. The thing I have here is, why push this terminology capitalism on this woman?
It's clear
that she's got the...
Oh, I didn't. I said, well, what's wrong with people acting on a voluntary basis? Why
did you use the term? You didn't use the term capitalism prior to that?
I had used the term capitalism. I explained to her capitalism is just people interacting on a voluntary basis.
That's what your definition of it is, but not to her. Her definition is
Robert Barron's.
Devil.
Yeah, but that's your definition of capitalism. What's corporatism? You know what I mean? Like, the sheer ignorance was just kind of amazing.
Well, you know, I don't know whether it matters whether or not they're ignorant. They've got an opinion.
How are you?
And I think it's a dead term that one should get rid of. I have a T-shirt that says capitalism written like it says Coca-Cola. I love it. I enjoy it. But at the same time, I just think it irks the crap out of some people.
Yeah, I would suggest
it makes them for bad converts.
Right, I agree with Mark's position on that. I would suggest that instead of embracing capitalism, that you just embrace the free market,
right,
and explain how it is that in the free market you can have employee-owned businesses, that in the free market you can have a top-down management structure, in the free market you can have a co-op, you can have various different, you can have a commune, you can have various different sorts of organizational structures, and you can have sole proprietorships or whatever.
We can't have that. We can't have that because the whole world has to be socialist.
Right. Well, if that's where you're at, then you can't go any further. I mean,
then you may want to go from there to the gun in the room to show, look, you know, this is what you're advocating.
Right. What if I don't want to be a socialist?
There you need to explain to her, in order to get what you want, what you need is an army of men in jackboots with machine guns to do what you want them to do, because people are not going to do what you want them to do. There's no way you're going to get people on board. I'm one of them.
Right.
What are you going to do to me? How many people with guns are you going to send to my house to hurt my family? Don't forget, I got a baby.
Yeah, make it personal. Make her realize, you know, bring her to the point where she will realize that she is advocating violence against you, and that'll give her something to think about. She's not going to get down on bended knee and thank you at that moment for opening her eyes up. It's going to take a while. The gears are going to have to grind a little bit, and it's possible that she'll just completely reject everything that you say.
Sure.
And then go home and forget about the conversation. But at least you gave it your best shot. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the story, and let us know as it develops if you continue having said conversations. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, that Hardin place is about real close to where Custer got whacked at. It's on the Crow Indian Reservation, which I think is playing into the game a little bit.
What do you mean?
I think it might be on federal land or something like that.
Yeah, because it was part of the reservation, it's some kind of exception.
Different laws.
But apparently the prison is not on the reservation. It's just on the other side of the border is what is the last factoid that I heard.
Well, they could just extend the reservation out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Won't stop them.
And it's been a point of, discussion here on talk radio for over a year. And it fell through what they wanted to do. They wanted to take prisoners from other states. But then just 2 weeks ago, they reported that it was going to be an international police training facility. And later on, they were going to get inmates. So.
Sounds like a jolly old time. Thank you, Dave, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Mike in Connecticut going once. Mike in Connecticut going twice. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So it's definitely an ominous sign. I mean, the idea that some mysterious company that doesn't want to reveal itself, I mean, you want to talk about open government? It's hard enough to get information out of the government. This subsidiary group, this AFP, the American Police Force, that's running around pretending like they are the government police in the town of Hardin, Montana, not even admitting to who is their owning company, who their parent company is.
Yeah.
Not even interested in the appearance of openness.
And the fact that they have to bring these people in because they're worried about the locals sort of revolting against the federal government shows that what we're doing is working, getting the ideas of liberty out to people in time for them to realize for themselves that, hey, this is kind of creating a police state and this isn't what this country was supposedly founded on. I think that has some success and there's it gives hope to me.
800-259-9231. Also, some good news here in Keene, New Hampshire. We've gotten some coverage by the folks over at the Drug Reform Coordination Network. On their weekly Drug War Chronicle, they have covered the marijuana daily 420 protests. I prefer to call them celebrations, cannabis celebrations that continue to go on here in Keene, New Hampshire, have spread now to Manchester. And so far, all this week, no arrests. What a wonderful success these have been.
And it's been quiet down there, too.
Very peaceful.
Well, I'd like to point out that, while you're tooting the horn about success, the provision that was going to come from the city council today was shot down, that a couple of city councilors apparently at least are blaming what their no vote on this on the people that are out there, smoking pot. So,
oh, I didn't hear that. I read the story about it and I didn't see that.
That's the inside info.
What it seems like to me is the politicians don't want to get together and send a representative letter, so when it comes to their own lives, they want to represent themselves, thank you very much. It's only you that they want to control and tell you what to do.
Hey, look, I'm not on their side.
I don't care what the politicians do. It's been a success. People are out there smoking cannabis in public on a daily basis, and the cops are leaving them alone. It's legal at 420 in Keene in Central Square. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.